for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Bro, that should be it, right?
Yeah.
I want to say that I had no say in that being played.
Bro, hey, yo, Trent's an asshole, bro. He probably wants someone like fucking, like, D-Generation X.
What the hell's wrong with D-Generation X?
Bro, your ass probably wants Chris Benoit's intro music or something.
Wow.
Yo, I just want to light a joint with my nine for an intro.
Whoa.
Do like an old school Little Wayne line.
We've been in New York a month. This dude's trying to wind it.
I can't let this go. What the hell's wrong with D-Generation X?
Nothing's wrong with D-Generation X.
Well, you said it very negative, sir.
Well, I'm sorry. D-Generation X is the shit.
So I got a question. Please don't hate me. But what's D-Generation X?
Get out.
Bye, Polar.
No, Polar stays.
Dude, hey. What
we
got to
introduce everybody.
Hit someone out. Like, we call it membership revoke. What do you call it?
I call it, I don't know who the hell that is that does not know one of the goddamn most dynamic wrestling trios of all time.
Hold on, I'm going to need you to get the fuck out.
Trio? You want to know who the best trio is? Kim, Chloe, and Courtney.
Yes, queen.
Bro, I don't know who the fuck you're talking
about.
I want to need Polar to vacate my living room.
Oh, my God. Or you can come stay with me.
Bet. I bet you by God that they can't take out D-Generation X. Have them get in a wrestling ring.
All right.
Bro, this dude said I just realized what the fuck this motherfucker said, bro. He just said the Kardashian sisters are better than D-Generation X.
Is that who he's talking about?
Dude, Kim, Chloe.
Is that what their names are?
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck they're
called.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck they're called. How dare you? Put some respect on their name.
Right.
Oh, I'm pissed.
What?
Bro, they done hijacked our damn podcast.
This is some bullshit. Listen, this is what happened. You know, they got their own podcast over there. All of a sudden, they're elitist. They'll be in fucking KSI next, bro.
Oh, my God.
Listen,
I'm going to be real. If y'all would have had me as a host on your podcast, there wouldn't be another podcast.
Yeah, but then their podcast wouldn't be as good because I wouldn't be on it. So it's kind of like a loss, really.
What the fuck? Hang on. Stop. This is all about me and Corey. I need y'all to just
I thought this episode was about me.
We should introduce everybody, though, since we have two guests today.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I'm here with the host, as always, Mr. XGN and TSB Terror Code. We have our guest, Polar TSB, and Jake. What is your gamer tag, Jake?
My gamer tag? Originally Big Slick, now Jake7XS.
Jake7XS.
That's XGN, Big Slick 7 with the big dick, you know what I'm saying?
He's cool in the house.
Oh, my God.
Literally in the house.
In the house.
Yeah, quite literally in different
ways. We're all in the same barn.
Yeah. Wow. Corey's like literally behind me, like behind the wall, and then Hype's like all the way down the hall, and same with Jake. So like literally same house.
Yo.
As long as it's undisclosed location.
Listen, I just want to say this. Ever since I've been hanging out with Corey doing this podcast, he's been pissing off every fucking clan around. My house is getting broken into. We're getting swatted. The internet's getting hit offline. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell, Corey. Why are you so aggressive with these people?
Mm-hmm. Bro, Jericho,
Corey,
look,
please
bro.
Stop.
Bro, please stop. My family's in danger, Corey. Bro, listen. Look. Hey, who needs enemies when you have friends like me, bro?
You keep this shit up, I'm going to call your Graham again.
Bro, oh, man. I ain't talking to her. We ain't on speaking terms. I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
Graham? Not Graham.
Ever since on my YouTube channel talking all that shit.
Speaking of Graham, we got to meet Granny Smith. When can we have Granny Smith on the podcast?
Oh, hell no.
She never knows what's going on. She's just, even if you call her, she's like, are you hungry,
bro,
baby?
You
is that why you're mad?
No, you guys need to know your limits.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Know your limits. I prefer to be limitless.
Really?
Polar, how long have you been in TSB?
I've been in TSB for 3 years now.
Where were you in another clan before TSB, or was TSB your first clan?
No, I was in another clan. I was in KSI.
KSI? Never heard of them. Can you tell us?
I wish I could relate, but I can't relate.
Fuck KSI.
Oh my god.
Hashtag
as a KSI Hall of Famer, I will decline to comment.
He's a whole new person now that he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you can't tell him.
Can't tell him nothing.
I know. Get added to the Hall of Fame for a week, and you just act different.
Mm-hmm. Nothing but positive things about KSI from Mr. Jake, Sheehan what? From now on.
Jake, how do you feel about me being in the Hall of Fame, bro?
What?
How do you feel about me being in the KSI Hall of Fame finally, man? How do you feel about that?
I mean, to be honest with you, it ain't worth the shit.
What do you mean? Bro, they're clearly the superior clan in the universe.
Well, okay, clearly. But I'm never going to admit that. Except for now.
Yeah.
My biggest question is, when am I going to get put into the XGN and the TSB Hall of Fame?
TSB has a Hall of Fame.
Do we? Yes, we should start one.
We have a Hall of Fame.
Am I in it?
What have you done?
What in tarnation?
Bro, when
hold on, hold on, hold on. This is a bigger question. Yo, Trent, am I in it?
How is that a bigger question than me?
Okay, Polar. How many times have you left and come back?
I've left one time, and I got fluffed out the other time.
Get it right, Terrico.
Tell them the highest rank you've achieved in TSB, Polar.
The highest rank I've achieved here is director.
Ooh. Yes.
What was your highest rank in KSI?
Founder.
Founder? I don't know what that means. What rank is that compared to?
Founder, I'd say like an M. No, MG or LG, one of the two.
So they don't recognize greatness over in that clan, do they?
No, sir. Unfortunately, you know, Ivy and I busted our ass to build up a division over there. And then right as soon as we left, you know, they just shit on our, like, you know, our legacy, which, you know, it kind of sucks. But, you know, it is what it is. The division, you know, honestly died, I think, maybe 3 months after we left. It was given to another person that decided to stay. You know what? I'm going to name drop. Let's get this shit messy. KSI Gary 7 killed the division.
Yeah, fuck you, Gary.
Yep, fuck you, Gary. Gary 7.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Landry. Can I just state that 11 years ago, I was 14 years old. Real numbers. I joined KSI for a week and never met anybody. Great clan experience.
Damn.
10/10 recommend.
10 out of 10.
Honestly, you know, I wish... So it's kind of like a 50-50 type of thing. I wish that I never joined KSI, but then I've realized that if I didn't, like, join KSI, I wouldn't have had the friendships that I've had, you know, I have today. Like, Ivy, Callie, you know, et cetera. I probably wouldn't even be in TSB or, like, around clans because, you know, back then I was, like, strictly with a friend group, and that was it, you know? So I think it's been a really, like... It's been a wild ride. I'll give it that. Oh my god!
Bro, did you know?
I'm just glad I get to call myself an XGN lifer.
No, he was in the other KSI. We were in Ivy and I were in .org, and he was a leader in .com.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, Terrico.
What?
I feel like I should be in the TSB Hall of Fame.
Yo. I feel like I should be in the XGN Hall of Fame.
Bro,
he has done a lot for you.
I'll trade you.
Thank you, Landry.
Bro, do Hall of Fame for Hall of Fame. I'm joking.
Yo, I'm down.
Like for life.
Loki, I was telling Callie this, bro. Honestly, I feel like we need to go back to hating me, bro. I feel like I was the center point that kept the hobby together. Hating me was a passion for everyone.
We could all agree on
that. I feel like it kind of like everyone united around that universal like fact of like, fuck me. You know what I'm saying? So like, I feel like maybe like I could do the most for the hobby if I went back to being like that.
What if they never stopped hating you and it's all a ruse?
Damn.
I mean, who says that I don't hate you,
bro?
Yeah, who says that this isn't a secret mission that I'm at your house? What if, you know, Terrica has me, you know, here to like put a hit on you? I have a gun on me. What's popping? No, I'm just joking.
You know,
joking.
He is too high for that right now.
Just
joking. He's about to freak out.
Jake, I'm just joking.
Yo, what is going on here?
Polar is on a secret mission right now.
He's going to be so paranoid now.
I'm watching. Dude. I gotta go. I gotta go.
You got the blinky.
I'm going to... Hey, look at your damn polar. I don't know who the fuck you think you're coming up in my name, boss, or talking all that
gibber-gabber. Yeehaw!
Oh, what my God.
Listen here, buddy. I'll come out of this goddamn fucking here quicker and shit. You don't know what's going on.
I have to admit, I've been here for about a week, and let me tell you, literally the absolute jaw-dropping funniest moment happened about an hour ago. So we're chilling on the couch, we're just watching Jake play The Last of Us Part 2, and you know, I decided to get silly, so I decided to put a pillow on my head. I'm like, hey, I got a hat. Corey looks at me, and he's like, you know what, Polar, I got a hat too. He picks up a water bottle, a half full water bottle, opens it and pours it on his head, and he's like, yeah, this is my hat, Polar. I literally sit there in awe, like I am shook as fuck. He literally poured a whole water bottle on his head.
Can confirm.
Oh my God.
I declined to comment, officer.
Oh my God.
He called me on FaceTime and he was so high he was trying to fucking hit his little vape pen. And he kept sticking it to the side of his face. And then when I called him out on it, he's like, you didn't see that. That didn't happen. I'm literally looking at you, Corey.
I don't know when the fuck this is shindig oriented and designed to roast me, but it's canceled, motherfuckers.
Well, you said, I mean, you were right. It's nice to be able to hate on Mr. XGN.
You did bring it.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Okay, so for those who don't know, this is our second time recording this podcast. We got cut off short the first time.
Because... I was DDoS.
Yeah, both of our connections went off at the same time. So
bro, you know what Polar really said when he came up in his house? Bro, Polar came up in the house. Within the hour, he said, how does it feel to know y'all can't get hit offline because I'm Hydra?
And then we get
literally the same night we got hit. Literally
we got
the same
night. When I looked at this motherfucker, I was like, what happened?
Yeah. What's popping?
Yeah, but... Polar. Being in Hydra doesn't guarantee you're not going to get DDoSed. It just generally means that people are not dumb enough to do it because of what happens when they do.
Speaking of DDoSing, you mentioned some swatting earlier, Terror Code.
Yeah. Ever since I've been hanging out with Corey, dude, shit's been bad. I'm telling you.
Oh,
was it just us chilling at the house, or was there somebody else here?
Let's hear about it. I heard there was a certain somebody sleeping.
I want to hear the lotion story again. That's what this all is about.
Tell me what the repercussions of being my buddy.
Pinky was definitely slept through both incidences of the house being swatted.
Mm-hmm. Can't confirm.
Helios XDG, I will say this, as I'm walking out my front door, staring down the barrel of an assault rifle with cops with riot shields and shit, I look over on my couch at Helios, and anyone that knows Helios knows that that man does not shut up. And as I'm walking out, he is silent, he is sitting with his back straight up and down, he has both of his palms on his knees, and he is staring straight ahead.
Yo, I swear this matches my
wide as a ghost.
Yeah, and as I'm out there, and as they, you know, as they, I was like, I had to walk out, had to raise my shirt up, turn a 360 with my hands up, all this shit. And as soon as I get out there, they look at my cell phone. They're like, okay, this is not the number that's calling in. And so everything, you know, they had the report from the night before. Everything starts to calm down, and they come up and they check on Landry and everybody in the house. I look up and fucking Helios is over. I swear to God, he's giving a fucking back rub to one of the cops. Landry's having, she made lemonade for him, you know. And I'm out here in the street in front of all the fucking neighbors, you know, surrounded by cops. They're just, they're politicking. They're straight politicking, you know what I mean? They want it to be known that if somebody's going to get shot, it wasn't
going to
be them.
Bro, Landry was bringing motherfuckers lemonade and Helios literally cops back rubs.
My Twitter is like, all cops are bad. Fuck the police. Out there, I'm like, what can I do for you?
Let's get real.
Landry had said that there was a really attractive cop that she was trying
to accept. That's what I'm saying. Let's be real. Landry was trying to find her a man.
Yeah. I don't think, not a cop. Oh my god, I don't want to get beat up.
Yeah, I walked into the bedroom and Pinky's asleep, and I said, "Yo, we got swatted again. You gotta come out here and talk to the cops." And she's like, "Huh?"
Yeah. What was I doing? That you said Pinky's asleep. Helios was looking straight forward. What was I doing? Because you haven't said that yet.
I did not make eye contact with you, but I could hear you. You were panting like a fucking cat.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew that.
Knows you have fucking anxiety, and you, I could just hear you. And I knew if I made eye contact with you, you were going to start crying and freaking out like you always do.
Oh, man.
Like the last time they carried me to jail and you broke down bawling and squalling. I'm like, what the fuck?
I did. I was in the front yard just wailing around. Like, you couldn't do anything. Like a fish out of water. That was me in our front yard.
I heard you were cussing out the police. How did that go?
Listen, I was upset, okay? I felt like they should have known better than to roll up here like that since that was the second time in 12 hours. So I did express to them as I was going out the door that this was some fucking bullshit, and I did talk.
See, that's that ugly white privilege. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
Listen, let me try that shit. That I'm shit getting shot the fuck up before he gets out of the door.
Stop.
The embodiment of white privilege is in this podcast.
Yeah,
but honestly, bro, if Black Twitter is listening, I don't know this man.
I didn't even say anything. That wasn't me.
And that's your daughter that insinuated that shit. I don't know what's going on.
I'm Hispanic. I would have got shot up if I started cussing them out. They would have been like, "Oh hell no, nah. Boop boop."
Yeah. Listen, I was pretty upset. So at that point, I mean, I didn't give a fuck.
Well, Andrew says it's a white privilege.
Listen, I ain't going out like no bitch. Okay.
Yeah, I never go out like a bitch.
Whatever. What the fuck?
Ever, bro. I got mind control.
You said ever.
Corey, you let women get you to the point you call them daddy.
That never happens.
Oh, man.
That never happens.
What?
Bro, you think I'm paying all... You, girl, I am not fucking calling no girl daddy, bro.
Corey?
Wow, that's kind of sexist.
Landry, you can we get Landry off the show, bro? She's trying to get us Shane Dawson or something. She's trying to get us canceled.
Oh, man.
Bro, she's literally bringing up everything. She's literally trying to sabotage our Trent.
I've been hanging out with Helios too much.
She's trying to sabotage us for your podcast, bro.
Shane Dawson is definitely thumbnail.
Helios has opened my eyes to a lot of things, so I've been calling him as I see him.
Oh, I'm sure you opened his eyes too, like with the whole like documentary that you know you guys watched. You know, you should tell us how like you changed him for the better.
Yeah, so
go ahead.
We got rid of Helios's toxic masculinity while he was in Texas. You guys are so welcome for that.
Oh man,
listen, I want to tell you,
was he spreading his legs too far?
Cash app in the description bar if you guys want to fund the project.
Listen, I want to say this as Landry tells him she wants him to watch this documentary, you know, about masculine male toxicity, you know, and they're going through all this thing. She's like, I'll rent it right now. And how stereotypical is it that this little girl rents this documentary and is popping off on this shit because it's on my debit card, her dad?
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Woo!
If you're talking, Landry, we're not picking it up.
I think she's in awe. You called her out.
Yeah, I hear her talking in her room, but I don't hear her talking in the podcast. Yeah. Hell yeah. It's easy to say I'll rent that right now when it's somebody else's debit card.
I can't hear.
No lie. Like, you know, Corey's been doing that too. He's been, you know, ordering movies left and right on here.
On who?
Yeah.
Look, it's his TV. I ain't adding my card to his TV.
Whose TV is it?
It's Jake's. I ain't adding my card to this man's TV. I ain't getting fucking finessed.
Yo, so. Thank you. Like, thank you for the movies, Jake.
Bro, look. If Jake has
what did this man rent the other day? What movie did this? Okay, so we got done watching a movie, right? So really we were watching one. This crazy movie, Hide and Seek.
Yeah.
No, Ready or Not. Ready or Not.
It's about Hide and Seek and people getting killed and stuff like that. So anyways, we get done watching the movie, and Corey's like, what are we going to watch now?
At Jake's expense.
I'm not really trying to watch nothing right now. I sat here for 2.5 hours.
Is it like that broke friend who, when you're ordering pizza, is always talking about get some wings too?
So, we have established that Landry and Corey will rent the fuck out of some movies on somebody else's debit
card. If I had realized that it was your debit card, I would have bought it. I would not have just rented it.
Look,
I need you to go look and see what that movie was called.
Gone with the Wind.
No,
Gone with the Wind. Call of the Wild. It was called.
Yeah, it had to do with like this dog that had like superpowers or something.
It was Gone with the Wind,
but it was a CGI though.
It was Gone with the Wind.
It was a kids' movie.
It was Gone with the Wind.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna. You know, I know this is gonna sound shitty, especially for people who found that movie to be very good. We watched it for about 30 minutes, and I got bored as fuck. Like, I turned to Twitter. I left.
What movie was it?
Gone with the Wind.
Call of the Wild.
One of the two movies that they just said.
I have
said.
No idea.
It is. Oh my god! It was so fucking boring. It's
got Harrison Ford.
It took place in the Old West, the Old Midwest, or the Old West, whatever. I could not get into it.
Oh my god,
bro! It's literally Gone with the Wind, bro.
I thought it took place in Alaska.
Then it might have. Yeah, I don't know. I saw like some cowboy shit in there.
It's not Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind was, I'm pretty sure it was literally like filmed in like 1940 in Arkansas.
Oh, it's there.
Call the Wild.
It's going to be like,
for you to say that's like the only movie you could have said that I would have known it wasn't.
It's going to be like The Wizard of Oz or something, and y'all have no idea. I'm so done.
Wow.
Bro.
Wow.
I can't wait till tomorrow's episode. Yeah. These people stress me out.
Oh, man.
That's
no
shit.
Polar, let's talk about your podcast, man. What you got? What you got in the works, bro?
Landry, Callie, and Ivy and myself are creating this podcast called The Quad Kill Tea Spill. I can't really dabble too much on the details, but I'm very excited for, you know, like what the future holds for, you know, the four of us. It's going to be a very exciting roller coaster.
This dude said dabble.
Yeah.
Tell us about the personalities on the show, Polar.
Oh, that's your job. I don't know. I know that I'm the petty one.
Yeah. So Polar's the petty one. Or no, Polar's the petty bitch. I'm the judgy bitch. Callie's the overthinking bitch. And Ivy's the baddest bitch.
As a man that respects females, I would never refer to anyone as a bitch like that.
You refer,
right? That's pretty.
But you did refer to them.
You should take a look at that
females,
toxic masculinity fucking documentary.
I'm like, calling women females is kind of degrading, but so
you mean by their gender?
That's not their gender. That's their sex.
Whatever.
Oh my god! I think we need to rent that movie for him too.
Listen. I think everybody needs to calm down because I don't want to offend anyone of either gender.
How the fuck is that not their gender?
Female?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There's male and female.
On the next episode of the Creator's Corner, rewatch The Mask You Live In on Amazon Prime.
Oh man.
Am I wrong? Is that, dude, I'm too high for this.
No, let's not have this discussion.
Mm-mm. Gender, gender, sex. What the fuck, dude? You had me thinking for a second. I was wrong.
Yeah.
She
said we have some nice debates around here because she tries to tell me all this liberal bullshit.
Oh my gosh.
You guys remember when Tobin got out of the shower? Or I'm sorry, Helios got out of the shower and went to put lotion on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me hear this story. Oh no.
Oh yeah. I'm on a Discord call. Polar.
Yeah.
Moving kid from TSB over an incident. Very serious topic. Pinky and Andrew sitting on the couch. Helios comes out of the bathroom. He had taken a shower. He's got shorts on. He walks in. He sits down on my couch. He leans back. He grabs this fucking jug of Lubriderm. He puts like 140 squirts of lotion on his belly.
I love how it increases every time you tell the story.
And he commenced to rubbing lotion from his belly all over every square inch of his body, including his feet. He put his feet up in there, rubbed his feet, held hands with his feet, got between his toes, his back, every fucking where. Like, I was afraid for him to get up and walk on the hardwood.
Maybe he was ashy.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. And we could not stop laughing. Like, this man, I don't even know. Like, he had a yoga mat out. Like, he was basically doing yoga, rubbing his lotion all over him. And he got, whenever Dad hung up the call, Helios really thought that he was going to be on his side. He was like, can you believe that Pinky and Landry were so immature during that? And my dad was like, do not make eye contact with me ever again. Like,
bro! He thought you were going to side with his ass.
Yes. Yeah, he did. And I told him not to ever make eye contact with me again because that was...
Oh, man.
That was...
What was your face the whole time watching this while you're on call?
I held my hand up to shield my eyes from that side of the room. And I want to tell you, I did not think it was possible, but Helios is goofier and more unpredictable in person than he is on Xbox Live.
Oh, you haven't met me.
The random shit that he says in Xbox Live parties pales in comparison to what he does in real life.
Oh my god.
Dogs and birds are natural enemies.
Corey is the same way. Oh my god. He gets wilder in person than he does on Xbox. It's great.
Listen, we're going to the beach. So we drive down this highway that runs beside the beach, and we get on the ferries that ferry cars over to Galveston Island, right? And we're going over there to eat at this place that I love to eat brunch at. And there are always seagulls and pelicans and all kinds of, you know, birds around. Helios keeps jumping out of the car challenging these birds to fucking fights and asking why they keep, he's like, why you motherfuckers keep staring at me? And he's like fucking fighting flocks.
Bowed up, right? Yeah, like,
oh no,
going at them.
Yeah, we get on the ferry.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
We get on the ferry.
We need to call PETA.
You can't get out because of COVID, so we have to roll the windows down and you have to sit in the car. Literally sitting there, and after Tobin's challenged all these birds to fight, one flies by and shits through the window on his fucking leg.
Yeah, they were like, fuck you, bro.
He said it was like a planned attack. He was like, yes. He wouldn't roll his window down the rest of the way. It was so hot, too.
We're out on the beach later, kicked back in chairs. You know, we're all watching, you know, the waves come in. We've been out in the water and everything. And birds are landing there. He keeps jumping up, challenging birds to fucking fight.
Oh, my God. Bro, I know a bird he can't defeat. It's the crow.
Oh, my God. Dude,
the crow.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
Oh, man.
We have to get him in here.
Yeah.
Bro.
What have we actually talked about that was relevant in this whole
Polar's fucking podcast?
The podcast.
Polar's podcast, which is why we gather here today.
This is our first day back in a while, okay? We're just excited.
Yeah.
We're just happy to be here. And Polar is a special guest, so we're kind of just following his lead.
Bro, I know is I got in the Hall of Fame, so fuck all these haters.
I can't stress enough that none of these bad things started happening to me till I started hanging out with Corey.
I agree.
Look, I am not the bad influence. You're supposed to be the bad egg.
You're supposed to be the bad egg.
You know what? Honestly, You want to know who I blame? I blame Pinky. It's her new fucking iPhone. Ever since she got her new iPhone, she got a whole new attitude. I feel like that's what's causing all this shit.
Ever since you got that new headset, though, you've been a little brand new, too.
Oh.
Polar.
Listen, ever since you got that new Fortnite skin, you've been acting like, oh, all bougie and shit.
Well, who the fuck's playing Fortnite?
Listen, me, what's good?
I want to bring this up because Corey and I had talked earlier about who we wanted to get on the podcast, and he's like, you have to confront some of these people. It can't always be me. And I want to point out that when he was going after Victory with a K, that he asked that man a question, answered for him, and then offered a rebuttal to the answer that he gave for that man. No one had a chance to speak but Corey.
Nope.
He's like, why don't you ever say anything? I look like the bad guy.
That man even said, oh, I guess you can just answer it for me. Thank you. And he did not let up.
Listen, I just knew his reply wasn't going to be worth the damn, so I was trying to help him out. I just knew his reply wasn't going to be worth the shit, so I was trying to help him out.
Well, oh, man. Instead of saying, why don't you step in here every once in a while, why don't you take 4 or 5 breaths during those podcasts?
Bro, that was one episode that I got mad.
Mm-hmm. No, there was another one, too, where you answered the question for him.
Nope.
Listen, you answered for Uncle Bill a couple of times, too.
Bro, that's
I was so sick during that episode. You never know any of it.
Oh, yeah, you were really sinus sick, infection. Andrew sounded terrible there.
I know, fucking.
I have never sounded so manly. Like this,
hey guys, I'm Landry.
Polar, what the hell was that? Oh my god, I sounded like a 6'2" hairy ass man.
Was that Patrick?
That was Patrick.
That was a crazy description of what you sounded like.
That's just all I could picture the whole time I was listening to that episode after.
Bro, y'all don't settle the fuck down. I'm going to get one of Bill's security guards over here.
Oh, my listen. God. You laughed at that man into his face. And then he had to go. Oh, my God.
I don't know what to say. It was funny.
Yeah. I will say something that, you know, I listened to our last podcast, the first one of season 2, that Landry didn't bother to show up for.
Wow. But,
I will say that what you said in there is absolutely correct, that he has something that KSI, any of the KSIs don't have right now. That's him. He will be real. He will say some off-the-wall shit, but that's who he fucking is. That the rest of the KSIs are just fake as fuck.
For sure.
And they don't have any idea that you can be flawed and real. People will still respect you and follow you. You know, they put on this fucking image of bullshit, you know, like that Hall of Fame induction thing, you know, where fucking Jazzy sits there and says, I haven't done anything bad enough that nobody removed me from I haven't made anybody mad enough for them to remove me from the Hall of Fame. So you're discrediting your whole Hall of Fame because no matter how legit your work was and the body of shit you did, if you make somebody mad, they can yank you from it.
That's what I'm KSI fucking talking way. About. See, that right there is what I'm talking about. And that's what they did to Ivy and I, you know. It's shitty, you know. It really is shitty.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Well, I would like to speak to some of the leaders of KSI. Unfortunately, they have me blocked for various reasons.
Wait, does TSV have beef with KSI?
Man, fuck KSI.
Oh!
You heard it here first. Breaking
news.
And there's
the tea on that.
Breaking news, you guys.
As a newly appointed KSI Hall of Famer and a newly appointed payroll receiver of the whopping $0 that they're worth. It's fuck KSI, bro. You know what the fuck going on, bro. A whole lot of gang shit, bro. Hey,
oh, my God. Now he's not going to post this episode.
No,
oh,
I man. Am, bro. Listen.
Do we have to do a 2-3 now?
Yeah. Maybe next time, you guys.
Yo, Jake, what's it like living with me, man?
What's it like living with you?
Yeah.
There's, like, this knot in my neck.
Continue.
And it constantly is getting more and more
not
water poured on his head.
No, it's really not that bad, bro.
Again, I was shook when I saw that. I'm really kidding.
Look, Corey has his moments, but I love him to death.
I'm a little unpredictable.
So, what have you guys thought of me so far? You know, how different am I from Xbox in real life?
Bro, you're the same.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Duh. Yo, oh my god, I can't wait to meet you.
Chill as fuck.
Yeah. All right. Landry, what's it like to live with me? Tell them about all the great times that you've
absolute
had with
hell.
Me and your father.
You guys, this is a cry for help, somebody, please.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Someone come save her. Somebody come get her. She's
come get her.
tell them about your greatest memories of your life with your dad.
Of like somehow making it through college, even though we didn't have internet a lot of the time when I lived at home.
Biscuits and gravy.
Shoot, tell us about how many routers you have bought.
Yeah, router every time. Literally. How many trips have I had to take to Walmart or wherever? How many routers? Well, I don't even know what a router is because we've had to buy 500 of them. Like, I don't know. I'm talking about, like, we're opening presents at Christmas and some shit's popping off, so my dad's got to go outside, so we're all waiting to open presents because he's handling, like, TSB stuff.
Getting blocked for no reason.
Yeah, Mr. X Sheehan blocking me for absolutely no reason is number one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the swatting, and yeah, just like the great waking up, trying to have sleepovers, and then waking up in the middle of the night to you screaming at your Xbox, and me being like, "Oh, y'all's dad doesn't play Xbox all night and yell at people? That's weird. I thought that was normal."
Those were good times.
But yeah, it's been a Baja Blast.
Oh, I love Baja.
I feel like I just
Baja Blast.
Yo, Terracotta, I think I just heard what is identical that's going to be said at your funeral. It's been a Baja Blast.
Yo, now I want a Baja Blast.
You're welcome.
Someday. People will appreciate Landry when she's living a dull life with her cats. She's gonna be like, "Man, it was so fun living with my dad."
Her cats.
Let me tell you, she has sent me pictures of her cats, and her cats are fat.
You know what, yeah. Polar? We don't body shame. So.
Yeah, I don't. You know, some people just do not appreciate the gift that they've been given.
I do not appreciate. If this is a gift, I don't want it. Is there a return label? Yeah. Right. What I gotta do? Let me know, Dad.
Yeah. You know, some people just don't appreciate the dull existences they would have had if it hadn't been for animated people like myself.
Oh my god. No, but really, like, obviously, I love my dad. I live with him. I consider him to be one of my best friends, but this Xbox shit is so annoying to deal with, especially like coming from somebody who wasn't really involved in it for the last decade. I just had to deal with the outside of it. It was not a good time all the time.
Yeah, me and Terrico had a lot of bonding experiences over the years as well.
I deleted my whole Twitter because of you. I was like, oh.
Because of me? Oh my
no.
God.
No, because of Mr. XGN.
What?
What?
No, I didn't really. I was just being dramatic. But...
Oh, okay. I just want to say, man, I feel like me and you had a lot of bonding experiences over the years that really, you know, build a foundation.
Listen,
for a really good.
If you hadn't blocked me and would have invited me to your parties and shit, we would have bonded even more.
What was that shit you were saying in that episode that got scratched about me, you, and 4Life just hanging out in a party and then my internet just magically went goodbye?
Yeah, well, you come in my party, you're young, you just started XGN, you know, and you come in there and you lay out this business plan. You've got everything organized, and you're like, you know, we can do this, and we can do this, if you guys want to get on board. And me and 4Life, we're not all about a lot of organization. We're like, we like to have fun, so we hit you offline.
Who is this fucker with his goddamn big old words and shit?
Talking to us about t-shirts and merchant stores and all this bullshit, and we're out here just trying to hit kids offline and have a good time.
God damn.
That was 10
But
years
now
ago.
We got t-shirts and merchant stores.
I'm guessing times back then were hella simple, huh?
Oh, dude, the 3-6. You cannot tell people who were not in the, like Corey talks about. If you listen to some of our podcasts, waking up not knowing if your clan was going to be there the next day, you know, because shit popped off that.
Oh weird. Man, I can relate. When I was in KSI, woo!
The 360 Ooh. Was wild, wild.
West. J2H was everywhere in fucking LW. Goodness gracious.
I got lucky and built on the most random game ever, not inhabited by any community before XGN. Bro. Two Worlds 2.
Never even heard of it.
I'm like, what a blessing. Exactly.
Best game ever.
Yeah, we just the things that we did back then, you know, I mean, I used to do, but I was drinking a lot back then, so I don't even remember a lot of it. I have flashbacks, and then people say, you remember that time you did this? I'm like, no, I don't. But so I had a really big security team on 360 like 10, 11, 12 years ago. And I would get up every day and I would set a goal. I would be like, we're going to make this many people lose internet today. And I would get really crazy. And I'd stay up for 2 or 3 days in a row, you know, and be like, okay, 5,000 people lose internet before we sleep. So that's what it was like on the 360.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm oh, yeah. so glad back then, you know, I did not run into you guys in my Black Ops 2 days.
Yeah, same.
I was so innocent back then. I'm still innocent now. Oh, man.
By the time Black Ops 2 came around, I'd already settled down. Like, I stopped doing a lot of shit, probably. It's been at least 8 years since I've done anything, you know.
Me and Vampire is playing Fortress Craft.
Oh, man, what a game.
Wow,
that
sounds...
Bro, that's when you got to show man's Keemstar, bro. That's crazy how, like, bro, you think he ever thinks about that shit, bro? Because you know,
like... You know he does.
He came from this, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was in this, like, the trenches.
So what, Keemstar was out here hitting people offline?
He definitely rolled with people that did.
Yo, he went to war with MEA. And,
yeah, we were literally watching videos of that, and he had this clan called FAG, and I was like, damn, if the LGBT community knew about this today, ooh, they would eat him up.
All right, everybody, we're going to fucking skadoodle, I guess. And
what a time.
On the next one. Landry, you want to close us out?
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Thank you, Polar and Jake, for coming back, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Raisdale, fuck KSI.
Yeah, fuck Hell KSI, yeah. And fuck socks.
Thank you guys for tuning in to my special episode here on the podcast. I had
to make I love you all equally.
About me before, you know, we ended off.